straight into our second interview for the program. On the line, we have Shin Yimon, who is part of the Victorian Myanmar Youth, who we've previously interviewed for our program, because as our listeners might be aware, there's a whole ongoing mass movement in Myanmar right now of mass resistance against the military coup, which is still ongoing. And so we have Shin on to talk about the latest kind of developments. So good morning, Shin.
Good morning.
So I guess kind of to start is, can you give us, the summary, of the current situation and, some of the new developments that have, happened, in the kind of past week in terms of what's happening in Myanmar in terms of this ongoing expiring resistance against the military coup?
All right. Since the coup happened, there has been some developments regarding the political. Past two weeks, we can see that there has been the forming of national union government by the CRPH, the committee representing the Yidangzu Lutto. And another thing what happened is that there has been the ASEAN leaders meeting held in Jakarta, Indonesia on the 24th of April, 2021. These are the recent updates for the last week.
Continuing? That's all good?
Yes, it's good. It's all good.
Okay. Well, In terms of kind of the response to these kind of developments, what has, been the kind of extent in terms of what is, happening around the protest movement in response? Because we know in Myanmar that there's been massive kind of protests against this military coup. And, of course, the military has responded with the most kind of severe kind of repression. I guess what can you kind of tell us on terms of what's been happening kind of there?
Right. For the protest, yes, we Burmese, the Myanmar civilians, has been keep protesting and then keep banging their pots and pans, and then they have been doing different kinds of strikes and way of protest. But what happened in our country is for the some rural area like Shan State and Chin State, the military they has been using the airstrikes and the huge weapons and then the shotguns to crack down the protests and then crack down the violences. And another thing that's happening is the police and then the military people, they just stop the civilians when they're on the road and then they check their phone and even their social media accounts. And if they see some evidence that someone is joining the protest or doing the protest, they just arrest Sometimes they even say that, if you don't want to be arrested, you have to pay that much amount of money. It's just kind of like a terrorism act, and it's not the way of cracking down the protests, and I don't think it's the right way. And that's why, yes, we have been, our Myanmar citizens have been living under the fear of these things. And then, yes, until now, more than 700 people have been killed and more than 3,000 people have been detained.
And I guess the kind of next kind of question is, what in terms of this, the formation, of this national unity government, which I think you describe, which your group, describes as representing the pro-democracy kind of civilian voices in Myanmar. And what can you tell us about what are some of the groups within civil society Burma that make up this national unity government, and what is, some of the demands that they're kind of fighting for in the interim in terms of next steps?
Yes, the national unity government is the body claiming to be the legitimate government of our country, Myanmar, and it exists in a parallel with the state administration council by the military junta. And then the structure of NUD, it was formally announced by the CRPH on the 16th April. And, yes, they advise the international community to work directly with them in relation to official government business. And their aims are for the democracy rights and gender equality and the basic human rights and equality and self-determination, like collective leadership, diversity, social harmony, solidarity, and non-discrimination, and the protection of the minority rights. And yes, they will be the legitimate government for us, formed with from different ethnicities, without any gender discrimination, various men and women from different backgrounds. And yes, even the youth are included in that government, and we are so proud to see that.
And the next kind of question I kind of want to ask is, I want to sort of go into what's sort of been happening in, well, I just want to kind of hear, I best guess, some of the comments, because I know that this whole, for you personally and also a lot of Burmese who are currently kind of living in Australia, is I kind of want to know about the impacts that this kind of movement and this military coup is having for those who currently kind of live in Australia, especially for a lot of the youth. I've heard reports that there are fears that you might not be able to come back to the country. There's the discussions about whether people in Burmese who are currently living in Australia should seek asylum, especially because of some of you have been involved in protesting against the military coup and organising protests here in Australia. I kind of want to hear a bit more about those kind of impacts.
Yes, there has been many impacts for the students living in Australia. For us, and our organisation, and us, we have been actively participating in these kind of movements, so it's sure that if we go back to our country, we'll be detained or arrested on our way back home, just at the airport. And then, yes, there are so many students staying in Australia who are worrying that their visa might be expired within 1 or 2 months, and then they cannot go back to the country with that kind of situation. Yes, because the situation is really complicated, and they are sure that they will be detained, and their family have to worry their dead bodies might come back as soon as they go back. So yes, they are living in worry for that. And another case is that there has been so many financial hardship for the students living in Australia, as for me, as the banks in our country are some of the banks are worried about their money systems, and we can't withdraw our money, and then there has no money transfer to another country, so their families cannot support them anymore. So there's a 20-hour working hour limit, so the students cannot support themselves to pay their tuition fees, and then they are worried about their COEs might expire because they can't pay the tuition fees and things. So yes, they are also fighting so many they are also facing so many problems as an international student. Not only studying and worrying about their family themselves, and then as we're seeing that the students who are the same age us have been detained, arrested. Some people even die. Some students who are younger than me die because of just protesting without any weapons. So yes, we have been facing with major mental problems and financial problems, of course.
Just go quickly. Zane, do you have a quick question you wanted to ask?
Just wondering what sort of other solidarity organizing and protests there have been in other countries around the world that you're aware of.
Yes, I do. On the 2nd of May, there will be a global Myanmar Spring Revolution campaign, and we as a Melbourneian and then VMY, the Victorian Myanmar Youth, will organize a protest against the military coup on 21st of May in Federation Square, 2 to 4 p.m. And, yes, please come and support us. And it's just the aim of the rally is to show Australia that our people, our ethnic minority, and even our students have been detained, tortured, and then, like, into there are some inhumane acts by these military government, and then, like, to show that Australia is also supporting our people. So please come and join us, and then please support NIMAS civilians to get our freedom and our democracy back. And yes, please also participate in other upcoming campaigns organized or co-organized by us too.
Yeah, so there's also a cultural event on Sunday at the Magnet Gallery. So
we are also planning this event at the Magnet Gallery on Sunday, which is...
What's happening there?
Yes, it's a Magnet Gallery on documents. And then what's happening is that there will be... There's a photo gallery and photo exhibition, and yes, the photos by the profit get by selling the photos will be donated to CDM, and then yes, for there will be like cultural performances, tea, and our traditional snacks, and then yes, there will be some like photo exhibition, and then. Yes, we will be also organizing, and we will explain what's happening, and then like how can Australia help us for in this event too. And yes, the photos are by the local Australian photographer Tim Webster, and yes, we are so happy to work with him and then co-organize that event too. Yes.
All right. Well, thanks very much for that. Do you have, I guess, any kind of final comments you'd kind of like to make? And also just repeat the details for Melbourne in terms of the location for the rally that's going to be happening on May the 1st tomorrow.
For the May the rally happening on May the 1st tomorrow, it will be on Federation Square, 2 to 4 p.m. And for the photo gallery, which is happening on Sunday, the May 2nd, it is the Magnet Gallery in Docklands, and it will be 2 to 6 p.m.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, I think it's definitely a very inspiring kind of development, like everything that is happening in Myanmar, especially all the kind of inspiring kind of resistance against the military coup. And I think it's very brave, especially for you and your group, that the fact that you're so consistent in organising solidarity. So wish you all the best, and we definitely stand in solidarity with your struggle.
Thank you. And, yes, please come and support us for our upcoming rallies and then the photo gallery event.
Yep. Thanks.
All right. Thanks again, Shin.
Okay. All right. So we'll just speaking to Shin Ye Mon from the Victorian Myanmar Youth about some of the current kind of developments that is currently happening in Myanmar against the military coup, and also about the number of some of the upcoming kind of solidarity events. So I definitely recommend tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the Federation Square. It's appropriately going to be on May Day because I think one of the more inspiring kind of things that has come out of Myanmar has been the actual levels of kind of working class organization that has stepped up in response, like the fact that we're seeing general strikes. And one of the kind of more interesting kind of comments as well that has sort of come from some of the youth activists, because we had a forum recently on Myanmar organized by Green Left, and one of the sort of comments that sort of came out of it is this idea that because the military has such significant economic control over the country. In fact, they have a monopoly on most of the key economic kind of sectors, and that one of the ways that the movement has found in terms of their active kind of resistance against the coup is the fact their ability to withdraw their labour, and the fact that workers have been able to go on strike are starting to get a realisation of a bit of a sense of their collective power, I think is very expiring, and I think a very, especially for us as socialists.